the master of suspense Sir Alfred Hitchcock, was born on this date in 1899. Hitchcock was an English filmmaker and producer who pioneered several techniques in the suspense and psychological thriller genres. After a successful career in the United Kingdom in both silent films and early talkies, Hitchcock moved to Hollywood. In 1956, he became an American citizen while retaining his British citizenship. During a career spanning more than 5 decades, Hitchcock created a distinctive and recognizable directorial style. Viewers are made to identify with the camera, which moves in a way meant to mimic a person's gaze and which forces viewers to engage in a form of voyeurism. He framed shots to manipulate the feelings of the audience and maximize anxiety, fear, or empathy, and used innovative film editing to demonstrate the point of view of the characters. Many of Hitchcock's films have twist endings and thrilling plots featuring depictions of murder and crime, although many of the mysteries function as decoys or MacGuffins, meant only to serve thematic elements in the film and the extremely complex psychological examinations of the characters. Hitchcock's films also borrow many themes from psychoanalysis. Through his cameo appearances in his own films, interviews, trailers, and the television program Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the director became an iconic cultural figure. Hitchcock directed more than 50 feature films, and Movie Maker magazine has hailed him as the most influential filmmaker of all time.
Truly I can say I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Rex Humbard, a traveling evangelist who became a well-known gospel singer, pastor, and pioneer in Christian television, was born in Little Rock on this day in 1919. Humbard was inspired to become an evangelist after seeing a Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus tent filled with crowds in Hot Springs, although he refused to attend such a, quote, worldly diversion himself. By the 1970s, a large network of between 1,500 to 1,600 stations worldwide in 91 languages carried his Sunday morning services. One of Humbard's loyal viewers was Elvis Presley, who regularly watched, quote, his preacher each Sunday morning. Presley's father asked Humbard to officiate at his son's funeral in 1977.
This is the 800-meter freestyle relay, and Michael Phelps, just about 54 minutes from when he touched for Olympic gold in the 200 fly, is back in the pool and on the blocks to lead off the relay.
Just 2 years ago on this date, American Michael Phelps swam into history as the winningest Olympic athlete ever by winning his 10th and 11th career gold medals at the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing. By the end of the 2008 Olympics, Phelps had earned a total of 14 career Olympic gold medals, the most of any Olympian. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.